And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 6th of December, 2011. First installment of the Encyclopedia Britannica came out on this day in 1768, several thousand pages long. The entry for woman in its entirety read, "Female of man, see Homo sapiens." The Washington Post first came out on this day, 1877. 4 pages, it cost 3 cents. It's the birthday of the novelist Sylvia Townsend Warner, born in Harrow, suburban London, 1893. Her father was a teacher at the Harrow School, and when Warner was 19, she began a love affair with one of her father's colleagues, a 41-year-old music teacher named Percy Buck. He was married with 5 children. He and Sylvia were lovers for 17 years. And then she met a woman, Valentine Ackland, 6 feet tall, wore pants and ties, cut her hair short, and she and Warner remained together as lovers until Ackland's death almost 40 years later. Warner wrote about Ackland in a letter to a friend, "Here I am, gray as a badger, wrinkled as a walnut, and never a beauty at my best. But here I sit, and yonder sits the other one, who had all the cards in her hand, except one, that I was better at loving and being loved." Sylvia Townsend Warner's first novel was Lolly Willows, 1926, about a lonely spinster who cares for her father, other family members, is so tired of her family, her responsibilities, she sells her soul to the devil to become a witch. It was a book with subversive messages that became a surprise bestseller. It's the birthday of Ira Gershwin, New York City, 1896. He was working in his father's Turkish bath when he began to write lyrics for his younger brother George's songs. Ira Gershwin, who wrote, "I fetch his slippers, fill up the pipey smokes, I cook the kippers, laugh at his oldest jokes, yet here I anchor. I might have had a banker. Boy, what love has done to me." Ethel Merman sang it in 1930 in the musical Girl Crazy. Today is the feast day of St. Nicholas, a 4th-century bishop from Myra in what is now Turkey. Many parts of the world today is the day that children get gifts. They put out their shoes the night before, and they get fruit or coins or toys. And it's the birthday of Susanna Moody, born in Bungay, England, 1803. She and her husband emigrated to Canada, and she wrote about the hard life of the Canadian frontier in her memoirs, Roughing It in the Bush, which has remained a classic of Canadian literature, like Laura Ingalls Wilder's Little House books, but more grim. She said, "My motive in giving such a melancholy narrative to the British public was prompted by the hope of deterring well-educated people about to settle in this colony from entering upon a life for which they were totally unfitted by their previous pursuits and habits." Here's a poem by Julie Kane entitled Used Book. What luck, an open bookstore up ahead, as rain lashed awnings over Royal Street, and then to find the books were secondhand, with one whole wall assigned to poetry, and then, as if that wasn't luck enough, to find between Jurel and Wendell Keyes the blue-on-cream familiar backbone of my chapbook, out of print since 83, its cover very slightly coffee-stained, but aging all in all no worse than flesh through all those cycles of the seasons since its publication by a London press. Then, out of luck, I read the name inside, the man I thought would love me till I died. Used Book by Julie Kane from Jazz Funeral, published by Storyline Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Constant Contact, helping small businesses use email marketing with social media to reach more customers in more places, online at constantcontact.com. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.